Good morning, Jeff. This is Ron. How can I help?
Yeah, I was when buses are on drop-off only, are they allowed to stop in the back of the bus zone and then pass the first bus?
You're talking there on the mall? Yes, I had a bus, if you're talking an 8 line there, I had it filled out of downtown with a bus earlier. So he was not picking up on the mall from Morrison on out.
I'm just wondering, you know, how he can park in the back of the bus zone when I'm in the first spot and then just, you know, pass me and cut me off and make me miss lights is all.
Well, if you're ready to pull out and have your blinker on, he should be allowing you to go. I shouldn't be cutting you off.
All right, I was just wondering.
And, I'm sorry, I got things backwards. That's the way I was trained back 30 years ago. The curb lane had the right-of-way, but now it's the transit way. So, yeah, unless, you know, if he's, well, it's kind of one of those judgment calls, you know, it kind of falls right in that little gray area.
Yeah, I know. I know it does. And I was just, you know, it's all right, though. I'm still on time, so, but I don't think he should be pulling out at the very back and getting into the transit lane and then get a jump leapfrogging me anyways.
Well, yeah, once he gets around you, he should be pulling into the front of the zone, just dropping off. But I'll relay that to him.
Oh, that's all right. It's no big deal. I just wanted to make a point, I guess.
Okay.